Yosemite, it's a place like no other. Dominated by massive granite domes, creating cliffs and sheer vertical faces thousands of feet tall. And if that isn't dramatic enough, spectacular waterfalls sometimes spill over these massive ledges for an amazing show of nature's beauty. Yosemite can be a very busy place, to say the least. So you'll want to have a plan of how to visit and a guide to make sure that you focus on all of the best things to see and do. Speaking of guides, your guide along tour will show you around like a friendly local with loads of expert advice so you don't miss a thing. There are four entrances to the main part of Yosemite, and you can join the tour at any one of those entrances. If approaching the park on Route 120 or 140, the tour commentary will begin about 40 minutes before reaching the park entrances at El Portal or Big Oak Flat. So be sure to check the where to start information so you get off to a great start. As a bonus, we also have commentary into the surprisingly scenic Hetch Hetchy portion of the park too. The heart of the park is Yosemite Valley, and that can be an extremely busy place. But it is not to be missed, as it's the location of the best of the waterfalls, like Bridal Veil and Yosemite Falls. It's also the best place to gaze up to the giants like Half Dome or the rock climber's favorite, El Capitan. And there's also quite a selection of hikes from easy to difficult. Driving on the other park roads away from the valley gets us to magnificent elevated viewpoints like Glacier Point and Olmsted Point on the High Alpine Tioga Pass Road. It's not just about rocks and waterfalls. Yosemite is also home to three groves of giant sequoias. A tree so massive, well, you just have to see them with your own eyes. No matter where you drive in Yosemite, all roads have audio commentary filled with tips and advice about where to stop and see things and things to do. And there are many stories about Yosemite's fascinating natural and human history, and even stardom on TV and movies. You'll want to make sure you have a full tank of gas as you approach the park. There are dining and snack opportunities in the valley, and some limited options on Tioga Pass Road.